Oh, okay, not low enough. Okay. Okay. Oh, perfect. Thank you. Can you hear me now? Now, I kind of misconstrued this to be more like relationships. So it's a combination of breakups and relationships. I met my husband in high school when I was 15 and got married at 18 in 1965. He was the love of my life and my best friend. Now then, you realize technology wasn't there yet. The workplace had no photocopy machines, personal computers, or even access to the World Wide Web, no cell phones, and social media, or video chatting. So in 2012, when my husband died suddenly, I hadn't been on a date in 50 years. Oh, hello, online dating. So after a very successful and happy marriage, I expected to find love, woo, right out of the gate. Oh, wow, relationships, easy. Besides, I was trim, athletic, financially secure, funny, gregarious. What's not to love? Now, my husband and I never argued. It was kind of like Mr. Spock met hot chocolate. Disagreements must be logical and end with compromise. With his arm around me, he'd say, if this disagreement becomes a win-or-lose conclusion, then we're both gonna lose because there's no line in the sand here. We're together on the same side, a team that lasted for 47 years. So at 65, my happy marriage did not prepare me one bit for finding love or successful relationships. I was totally unprepared for online dating. Meeting someone with a 50-year history that I didn't even share? Well, that left all kinds of hidden pitfalls and trigger points that could come up any moment. Now, while I was with, even for example, while I was visiting my mother and stepfather, she joked, okay, your stepdad's got his morning routine. Don't interrupt him or he'll have to go to the beginning and start all over again. So old guys are not trainable. No opportunity to change. Their lifestyle is set. And of course, they've had several marriages. Sad stories to tell me. So I became their touchstone. One guy said, you've had the love of your life. You have what some people have sought in their whole life and never found. How could you possibly have room in your heart to love anyone? I said, well, you can't hug a dead guy. 6 weeks after my husband died, I went off body surfing with my stepfather in Hawaii, and he said the best places to surf was at the nude beach. It was the first time I saw so many penises. Oh my God. I was still grieving, but I totally missed the sex. So I entered online dating like a teenager on steroids. So on my first date, I was so nervous. Driving into the parking lot, I saw him standing there on the porch. Oh my God, as I'm turning into the parking area, I hit a car. That first date cost me $500 insurance deductible. Online profile is your only chance to sell yourself and make a good impression. Reflect on your style, your interests, close that deal. Now, as a former editor and copywriter, I couldn't stand those poorly written profiles, oh my God. So I snagged a screenshot of this one guy's profile, corrected the grammatical errors and misspelled words, added some interests, how about hiking, photography? And by the way, add a photo with a smile on it. And I sent it back to him. He responded, wow. Was that wow? Oh, thank you, that's so helpful, you're marvelous, or God, you're a bitch. So, of course, there's the customary taking a selfie in the shower area with the mirror still steamy. You're standing there with the towel around your waist and you created a little sweet spot in the mirror with a cameo of steam. And you forgot to put down your toilet seat, and I can see that your bed is unmade. Now, everyone lies about their age and their height, and I was truthful, but I wondered if I might get more responses if I fudged just a little and moved my height profile to from 4'7" to 4'8". Save. Done. Then I thought for a second or two, and I thought, oh, heck, I always wear 2 to 4 inch heels. Will he notice while I'm lying down? So I decided 4'9". Save. Done. Oh, my God, I got a response right away. And the guy said, at this rate, you'll be 6 feet in no time. Once on a date, a guy actually, after coming out to the parking lot for dinner, pinned me against a car and said, baby, I can do it all. I said, wait. He goes, I've just driven 3 hours. I thought we were on the same page. I said, well, we're definitely reading a different book. Now, my son is very protective, so we developed this code safe word, broccoli. That meant that if I was in trouble or felt unsafe, all I needed to say was broccoli, and I would excuse myself to the restroom. My son would scream in on a fast-moving vehicle to sit in my chair, meet the guy, and escort him out the building. Now, in between these intimate relationships, I had many dinners, meetups, dating disasters. I have learned what most high school girls learned a long time ago. Sleeping with the quarterback doesn't mean he's going to ask you to the prom. Boo-hoo. Now, in 13 years, I've had 9 relationships, 1 long-term, 7 years. So that's a lot of turnover. I was hoping for this long-term relationship and sex as just icing on the cake. But Viagra has made these old guys no longer interested in you playing hard to get. They have penises that keep giving. So I have met interesting and intelligent guys, a pilot, a race car driver, a hunter, a hiker, engineer, judge, biker, dancer, and the clinical psychologist who, while we were traveling for 3 months in South Africa, he decided to go off his meds because it was affecting his sexual performance. Okay, that's a whole other story for another night. Now, I have dated this one guy on and off for 10 years. We've remained friends and sometimes with benefits, traveled together. Over a year ago, we decided, hey, what's wrong with us? Let's make a go of this. So he monitored while I had my first colonoscopy. I sat with him while he had his heart valve replacement. And after a couple of weeks, we decided that it had gone quite well and we'd make a go of it. Well, 2 weeks later, he had a minor stroke. Completely forgot about that damn commitment. Doesn't remember me sitting with him in the hospital. He continues to call me weekly, ask me some opinion about this girl or this gal he's considering meeting up. He's 80. He's no longer, give it up, guy. He's lonely. He wants someone to live with him. He's having, arrhythmias, AFib. He's scared, and he really misses me and loves it so much when I visit. And he says, I just live too far and I'm way too exuberant. I never had the courage to tell him he's a 6, seeking a 10, and he passed up a 9, me. Guys want those younger gals, eye candy on their arm, to prove to the ex that they really can attract those younger girls, prettier ones too. Now, when my husband became terminally ill with cancer, of course, I'd take care of him forever, no matter how long. We'd been together 50 years. He'd earned it. But I'm not willing to be a caregiver to someone I've only known 50 hours or even 50 months. When starting a new relationship, I say it straight out. First one that gets sick, we're out of here. No harm, no devotion. So, what have I learned about relationships? Life is a crapshoot. There are no guarantees. There's a lot of mental health issues out there. But marry your best friend? You'll never talk to your friend like you would an old spouse. And plan for retirement from day one. Financial stress is a relationship killer. Many older guys just can't afford to wine, dine, and travel with me. And they're already struggling with impotency, so financial inequality really destroys their ego right down the tube. I had hoped in that first out for the stakes, I'd find a partner and have at least 10 years of traveling while we were reasonably healthy. We'd have an active, healthy travel time, and then finally slow down and sit back and enjoy those memories in our final years. But I'll be 78 in June. These guys are falling apart on me. They need new knees, new hips, shoulders, heart valves, and sadly, some of them are getting a little addled. So 5 years ago, I was at a Buddhist temple in Colorado. My husband appeared in a vision while I was meditating and listening to the chimes and chanting of the monks. But it wasn't a vision. He was really there. I could smell him. And he pulled out, and I could feel him touching my hand. He says, "Hey, let me help you." And you know, not too far from there, years before, we had hiked the Continental Divide together. He'd always scamper ahead up a high incline and then reach from the top of the hill down. "Let me help you." So, for that last time, there he was in the temple, reaching to pull me through a steep climb of grief and into acceptance. And from then on, I was ready to continue with my own life, even if it didn't mean with a partner. So love, life, relationships, it's complicated, confusing, unpredictable. And before you know it, you're old. Some of those past boyfriends still give me a call, perhaps reflecting that they might have let the good one get away. I enjoy good health, wonderful friends, fabulous travels. Wherever I'm in the world, I check out local jazz music and dance events. I remain open to all possibilities. Having so much to look forward to, even without a partner, it's nice. And if there's a dance, call me.